Let me see, what did they call that? But it was dry. They dried up just like me. But that's the only thing. I would say just you had your milk and butter and cream is all that. Now, that's all I was raised to.
Mm-hmm. Would they ever call that clabber?
Oh, yeah, there was a clabber. It clabbered before you churned it, don't you see? Mm-hmm. They call it turning it. Uh-huh. But if you let that get too old, you see, after it clabbered, and if the weather's too hot and it turns too fast, it don't make a good clabber. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to think the name of that stuff where they'd put that clabber and dripped it and made something out of it, but I done forgot. But I never did see, I just heard them talking about that now. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking something I never did see. But they had a name for that. But, a pound of clabber, if it's good clabber, that's about as good a thing as I ever eat. Mm-hmm. I'd like buttermilk, I always like that. Mm-hmm. But I can't drink no kind of milk much. I never did go to drinking milk till it got somewhere. Mm-hmm. Keeping it cool. I want it cold.
Mm-hmm. After you milk a cow, the first thing you might do with it, if you got a bucket, what would you do first thing after?
Well, I've done a lot of milking. When you go out there, now a lot of people, if they do that, keep having trouble with it, taking care away from a cow, mm-hmm. milk without a case. Mm-hmm. Well, I always wanted my cow to have a case. Mm-hmm. That's to keep that bag in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always thought that the cow bag needs stripping. Mm-hmm. Clean, mm-hmm. Twice a day. Mm-hmm. Well, when I'd go out to milk, of course, I had good cows. I'd turn my cave in, let him suck. That's to get your milk down. Mm-hmm. All right, then I bathe that bag good and nice. Mm-hmm. Had my water to do that. Then I milked her. Mm-hmm. All right, you'd come to the house and you strain, have to be sure there wasn't no hairs, you know, mm-hmm. hairs flying anywhere.
Yeah.
You had a good cloth. Mm-hmm. When you strained that, mm-hmm. and that made it absolutely clean. Mm-hmm. Then you set it in your ice box till she cream would rise on it, and so on and so on.
How would you make butter?
You churn that after you take that. Now, they call it sweet cream now. Mm-hmm. That's where your milk never gets hot or gets warm. Mm-hmm. The temperature, they keep it under a certain temperature now. Mm-hmm. But the way we used to do it, whenever that cream rose, all of it would rise. If you didn't put it on refrigeration, every bit of that cream would rise, then you could just roll it back. Mm-hmm. Well, you poured that in your churn, had your old hand churn or a crank churn, but I was raised to a hand churn, mm-hmm. old dasher. Mm-hmm. And you'd fill it as full as you could churn it. Then you churn that, you had what you called your buttermilk. Mm-hmm. Well, when your butter come, well, you'd take that butter up and whoop it out good, and whoop all the milk, beat all the milk out of it, mm-hmm. salt it, mm-hmm. and set it back. Now, we've had around 100 pounds of butter here at a time, because we had somewhere mm-hmm. to put it.
Yeah.
And you'd get 50 or 75 or 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. We'd let the market, we'd put it on the market. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'd ask if you say you got some money to keep your butter. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, I want every bit of it, but I said, I can't use it right now. Mm-hmm.